USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Park Police officials are defending themselves from charges that they fired tear gas at protesters outside of the White House and deny that they dispersed the demonstration just so that President Trump could walk from the White House across to the historic St. John's Church. Speaking on a local radio station in Washington, D.C., the park police are saying that the protests were far from peaceful and demonstrators were hurling bottles and rocks at members of law enforcement, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says these folks need to be held accountable.
What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News, and protests are taking place in New York City. So far, things are remaining peaceful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
People coming into Texas to engage in looting and violence during the protests about the death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd will be prosecuted under federal law, and state authorities will help federal agents to hold them accountable for their actions. That's at least according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
You know what? I'm actually very appreciative that the governor spoke out, because we want to send a message. If you're coming to our state to do what's happening in these other states, You're going to be prosecuted under federal law, and we're going to help these federal agents make sure that you're held accountable for these types of actions.
The Texas Attorney General speaking there on Fox News. President Trump and his senior advisors are expected to meet as early as later this week to begin reviewing options for the next coronavirus relief package. House Democrats have put forth their plan in a $3 trillion package, which includes state and local aid. Republicans are saying it's just a liberal wish list. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A congressional panel is gearing up to investigate the death of George Floyd. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee considering holding a hearing later this month related to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, as well as the aftermath, including the riots that it sparked in the streets of many American cities. Chairman Lindsey Graham says June 16th is the date that's being considered for that hearing.
I'd like to get to the root cause of it.
The South Carolina Republican talking about the need for community policing. He also mentioned protesters out there fighting for change, but said he also believes the Antifa ideology is playing a role in much of the violence. Senate Minority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin says the shadow of America's original sin is clearly still around today, saying that original sin is slavery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal riot teams ordered to Miami Sunday by U.S. Attorney General William Barr will not be needed. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says they were never told about the teams before their arrival.
There's really no reason for them to be here. They really need to be somewhere else. There are other cities that need them a heck of a lot more than we do.
Jimenez also says, though, Miami is not letting its guard down.
This is not over yet. Protests are still happening. We have the funeral on Thursday that I'm sure will heighten tensions, and so we're going to need the community with us every step of the way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.